I think, first of all, the two appointed coaches, no one can deny their experience in terms of the game, especially when you want to look at the way they have played in terms of top-class cricket, especially for Attapattu. He has also gone on to captain Sri Lanka, has gone on to be a coach as well. On the other hand, Makhaya Ntini also represented South Africa with great distinction. But there are some who query Makhaya Ntini's coaching experience in as much as he has playing experience. And to me, really on a personal level, these are the coaches that we should be employing, but in our grassroots, so that our youngsters grow up with them and appreciate a certain level of playing. It might be a good thing to appoint them, but we are appointing them at the top level of the game. My personal view is there is a lot of developmental structures that we need to set up and then go ahead and appoint these coaches so that our players can grow with that winning mentality, so that our players can appreciate top-class cricket and it's something that they will grow up with. So it might motivate the team, no one knows. I think we might continue changing the coaches. We need to revisit our developmental structures and put these coaches into those developmental structures.